Go down a supermarket aisle and you can find lots of different types of bread. White bread, wheat, honey, oat, the list goes on and on. But just about every loaf you'll find in those aisles has one thing in common that traces its roots back to a man working in Chillicothe, Missouri. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
As Ed Douglas explains, it all began with a man and his idea to make a staple at the dinner table a little more convenient.
Otto Rohwedder, not from Chillicothe, he's from actually born in Iowa and moved to St. Joe, actually was a jeweler for a while, but he had this idea that housewives needed sliced bread.
So Rohwedder began work on his new machine, spending time researching the needs of bakers and housewives. But his work encountered a major challenge.
He'd spent a number of years raising money, building a prototype of his idea, a factory and all that, and it burned to the ground. And he lost it all.
And if seeing his work lost in a fire wasn't enough, he soon received more bad news.
This is a great story of perseverance, because about that same time his doctor said, "Mr. Rohwedder, you've got a lung disease. You maybe got a year or two to live. Go home and forget this sliced bread stuff. Get your house in order. Get ready to die."
But Rohwedder didn't give up on his dream. Ignoring the advice of his doctor, he got back to work on the sliced bread machine. But even with the perfect machine, he needed someone to partner with him, someone willing to try out that new contraption.
He needed a bakery, and our baker, Frank Bench, wasn't doing that well, so he said, "I'll take a chance."
Mr. Bench and Mr. Rohwedder, the baker and the inventor, were ready to bring to the world something commonplace today.
July 7, 1928, we were the first bakery in the world to offer sliced bread to the public.
Sliced bread was born, but there's much more to this story, including how the new product was received and where we came up with that phrase that something is the best thing since sliced bread. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Chillicothe, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.